Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Thursday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr talked with Muhammad Khan, the NDSU and University of Minnesota sugar beet specialist.
Did you get all of your research sugar beet plots harvested or lifted?
Yes, we kind of managed to complete that assignment last week just after I spoke to you on the radio.
All right. Not with pickaxes or anything. You did just do the... There was some hand harvesting, I hear.
Yeah, we did some of that in early October when the fields were more or less underwater because we were not sure what will happen later in the season. Mm-hmm. So we did, yes, some hand harvesting early, but then the rest of it, we went back and we were able to get them out last week.
What are you going to be analyzing in these research beets?
We've already started to kind of look at the analysis. One of my areas is more or less looking at how we can better control Sarcospora leaf spot. And our research trial shows us again that if the growers mix different modes of action of fungicides and apply these fungicides in a timely manner, they will be able to control Sarcospora leaf spot. Our trials also show us, and this will be very good news for the growers, is that the seed companies have been doing a phenomenal job of developing varieties with better tolerance to Sarcospora leaf spot. So in one of my trials this year, we've seen some really good Sarcospora-resistant varieties that with timely application of fungicides will help to reduce our inoculum pressure. And that will result in better yields and better quality for all involved.
So what's more important for growers? Make sure they've got their fungicide program in control, or just, hey, shop around for these resistant varieties?
Okay, this is the rest of the story.
Okay.
we started the trials this past seed growing season. It takes some time to ramp up the seed production for the varieties. So those varieties will become available, the most improved one will become available in 2021 because it takes 2 years to produce the seeds. So in the near horizon, we'll have really, really good varieties. So next year, again, we'll tell them again, there are new and improved resistant varieties. They have to do a combination of improved varieties and fungicide management. So it's more or less a combination of different strategies to manage this particular pest.
This has just been kind of a sad year in so many ways. There's a lot of optimism. There was a lot of late planting. The summer was good, but then this fall hit and the wet and the muddy and then now the frozen. So just what is your perspective on the situation with this harvest, which has kind of come to an end too soon?
Yes, I'm still kind of keeping my fingers crossed to see if some growers can be able to get some beets out tomorrow and maybe Saturday. Those 2 days, we should get some temperatures in the 40 degree range. What we saw a week or so ago was that when you harvest these beets in more or less it's frozen beets in frozen soil, if they get exposed to the air when the temperature gets above 32 degrees, so let's say 35 or 38 degrees, or better yet, 40 degrees, some of those clots that are sticking on to the beets, they will fall off.
Again, that was Muhammad Khan, the NDSU and University of Minnesota sugar beet specialist. This is Inside Agriculture.